Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. All right, let's get the latest on what we're hearing about the Dome and what happened yesterday and how things are looking like they are all systems go. We bring in
Daryl Ryder, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, D.
Hello, boys.
All right, you've been on this story since day one. What happened yesterday?
Well, the movie ended exactly the way I said it was going to end.
And
the
Jeff
Haslams
said that, yeah.
are going to cut themselves a big old check, actually a couple of them, to the city of Cleveland, totaling $100 million to allow them to move to Brook Park. And in exchange for that, the city of Cleveland is dropping its lawsuit in Cuyahoga Common Police Court against the Browns. The Browns will in turn drop their lawsuit in federal court, asking for the Modell Law to be completely set aside. And also to the most recent lawsuit in which the city, namely the airport, was objecting to ODOT's approval of the construction permits in Brook Park. That too now all goes away. So the local legal impediments for this project are gone. And the Haslams will go ahead and pay a total of $100 million to the city of Cleveland, and I can break that down for you if you'd like. The city gets $25 million by December 1st of this year. The Haslam Sports Group, which owns and operates the Browns, will tear down the lakefront Huntington Bank Field. And that's going to cost around $30 million, which is included in this settlement. Beginning on January 1st, 2029, Haslam Sports Group will pay the city of Cleveland $5 million on or before January 1st of each year until January 2033. That's $25 million over 5 years. Once the lease is officially terminated, Haslam Sports Group will also cut checks for $2 million per year over a 10-year period for as what's being called mutually agreed community benefit projects totaling at least $20 million. And therefore, that's your $100 million payoff.
Local legal impediments. I like the way you said that. Had this check not been written or this series of checks not been written, who would have won those?
I think the Browns would have won. And I'm not a lawyer, Jeff, so this is just my opinion. And looking at the situation, you know, the spirit of the Modell Law was to prevent teams from leaving their markets. And a little bit of a technicality there. Obviously, Brook Park is not Cleveland, so you know technically that is a move, and that's what the city of Cleveland was arguing. The other thing too is the Browns were fulfilling the terms of the lease, and I just don't know where you can compel or force a business, which the Cleveland Browns are a business, to renew a lease in a building that will have been paid off, and you know, you fulfilled the terms of you fulfilled your contractual obligations. Like, yeah. So I don't understand. That's what I never got when it came to the lawsuits. I understood why the city of Cleveland was doing what they were doing in the courtrooms and all that, but in the end, there's some city councilmen right now that are very frustrated with Mayor Bibb. They don't feel he got enough. They feel that the city is still getting the short end of the stick here. And look, the city isn't going to have to pay to demo the stadium. The Browns have to leave that land in a development ready state. So it's got to be flat and cleared out and everything else. And then the next guy can come in and do whatever they want with that acreage on the lakefront. And the city's getting $70 million additional. They're getting $25 million this year that, by the way, I don't think that the city was planning on getting, right, when you're talking about budgeting and things like that. So they're getting a $25 million upfront payment. They're going to get $5 million for 5 years from 29 to 2033. And then also starting in 2029 for 10 years through 2038, they're going to get an additional $2 million over a 10-year period. So I think that this was a pretty well-reasoned settlement, for all the parties involved.
When does the shovel go in the ground, Daryl, in Brook Park?
First quarter. I mean, they're moving dirt right now. They're doing site preparation now. And the official groundbreaking ceremony is going to be in the first quarter of next year, but they're going to have to start digging that pit here pretty soon because, remember, they got to dig out 80 feet into the ground to accommodate this stadium because the vast majority of the structure is going to be in the ground. And when you walk in at street level, you're basically going to be in the upper deck. Hmm. So, they got to start digging that pit in the first quarter. And, and as we saw what happened in, Inglewood, California, because that is how SoFi Stadium, which houses both the Rams and the Chargers, that's how that is built. It's dug deep into the ground. Now, they have earthquakes out there, so they built two separate structures, one for the seating bowl and then a completely separate structure for the roof canopy because that's an open-air building out there, even though it's got a roof on it. It's not a true dome, and also, the reason it's in the ground is because LAX Airport is right across the freeway, which is kind of similar to the situation here in Brook Park with...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This particular enclosed stadium, which will be a true enclosed stadium with a translucent roof, But they're got to go 80 feet into the ground. And what we saw out in Inglewood, it kept flooding. Like every time it would rain, that pit would flood and they'd have to pump the water out. So I think probably the hardest part of this project is going to be digging that 80-foot hole in the ground to accommodate this enclosed stadium.
In the meantime, what can fans expect at the current stadium? I would assume nobody's putting any kind of cash into that thing except general maintenance that you have to so that everybody's safe.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we've seen in recent years the Browns add a couple of premium seating options. Like, you know, they put the – and that's not, this isn't just a Browns thing. This is an NFL thing. If you've watched games around the league on TV, you're seeing more and more seats in front of the main seating walls there around the field, okay? The space around the field is being shrunk because they're adding – seats. The Browns have done the same. They put in an additional luxury club space, whatever you want to call it, down as well for those specific seats. The Browns offer the high end tailgating experience with the trailers there up on the exterior stadium concourse there on the west side of the stadium. And whatnot, but you're right, Jeff. There's other than maintenance and upkeep and making sure that the building is able to function and you know is safe for fans and everybody involved. I don't foresee a tremendous amount of money over the next 4 years being invested in any type of major renovations. Anything that's going to be done is going to be strictly under the scope of a capital repair, you know, fixing stuff that absolutely has to be fixed. But I don't foresee them doing a whole lot of projects on the existing building, considering, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, it's going to be rubble.
Daryl, what can we expect out of the new dome facility or the roof facility that is beyond the Browns? What are we hoping for here?
Well, I mean,
and truly, it is hope. I mean, I'm not saying hope, but I mean, there are things that the city or even Cleveland Sports Commission they're not able to get a bid on that now they'll be able to bid on some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing now is now that this is going to move forward, you can start planning to book the building, right? You can start going after Final Four and college football playoff and you know those type of jewel events. I'm sure there'll be a bid put in to bring the draft back here at least. We'll see if they decide to bid for a Super Bowl. I know the hotels here, that's a pretty big concern. But like the building itself is going to be fabulous. They're going to build the dog pound is going to be basically a 35-degree steep incline from field level going all the way up.
Kind of that Seattle feel?
Well, no, more so the Intuit Dome, the home of the Los Angeles Clippers. Steve Ballmer built that.
That's kind of cool.
On that one end, they call it a wall. Lower.com Field, the Columbus Crew, has this feature as well. In Columbus, and it's pretty cool. So the fans in the dog pound, you're really going to be on top of the action, so to speak. The Browns say it's going to be the closest front row seat in the National Football League. It's going to be the closest upper deck seat in the National Football League, even though it's going to have those levels because you have to have your luxury spaces and your suites and things like that. There's going to be the end zone club and the sideline clubs that we're seeing in all the new stadiums. It's going to have those features in it, obviously. But it is going to be a world-class facility that they've taken a lot of time into designing and you know, trying to put something together that is not only going to benefit them financially, because obviously that's why they're doing this. They're in the business of making money. But also at the same time, it's going to hopefully position the region. And, you know, Andy, you bring up the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission, the great work that David Gilbert does year in and year out to bring all of these events to Northeast Ohio. Now imagine what they're going to be able to do with an enclosed stadium that can house up to 75,000 people, whether it's concerts, whether it's, again, those jewel sporting events. And look, there are going to be other buildings opening Chicago. Kansas City's looking. Washington wants to build a dome. Jacksonville's putting a roof over their stadium. This is the Philadelphia Eagles are planning a dome right now. So to get in on this building frenzy in the National Football League now on the ground floor and getting out in front so you can get these dual events. Look, I think the building, when you're talking about those dual events, and like, I'm not hating on the project by any stretch of the imagination, but I think there's a 5 to 7 year window to really cash in on it. Because once the other buildings around the country open, it's going to be harder to get those events to come back. So you got that first five, maybe 7 years of that building being open to really nail it when it comes to the college football playoffs and the Final Fours and things like that. Because I don't know that we're going to get in that rotation for those events, but at least to get them here once and host them and that, and obviously, the economic impact that comes with that, that's what's going to be key. And now David Gilbert and the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission can kind of move full steam ahead with those type of plans to try and get that building booked with those big marquee events.
Daryl, I have like 30 seconds here, real quick. The city is now, the Browns in the city are good and the Browns in the county are
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. And now, too, remember, and this is an important detail, too, the airport's undergoing a multi-billion-dollar transformation as well. And, now they're going to work together, okay? What got this ball rolling was the fact that the Haslams went to Washington, D.C. to talk to the Secretary of Transportation about working some federal infrastructure around the facility. And they're like, aren't we helping redo the airport, too? Are you working with them? And that's what got this ball rolling. So now I think you're going to see a more cohesive project now for that region, not only with the dome and the development, but the rebuilding of Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. The city of Cleveland's not going to be fighting the Browns on everything. In fact, now they can work together to transform that portion of Cuyahoga County. But yeah, I posted the statement from County Executive Chris Ronayne on my X. He is still not supporting the project. I don't think he's the least bit impressed with the settlement, but he also, I think, recognizes it is what it is. The enclosed stadium and Brook Park development are going to get built. And so, he's probably going to turn his attention to some other things other than fighting something that, isn't worth fighting anymore.
Daryl Ryder, thank you very much. We always appreciate your time and your perspective on this. Thanks, Daryl.
Thanks, Daryl. Good work, Daryl.
Thanks. All right, so let's come back here in a second. We want your opinions, your thoughts, especially as we sit here now. It's go. It looks like Dome is coming, and the lakefront's going to get developed. 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.